Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this evening, we've got 6 Feet Under vocalist Chris Barnes with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Celebrating the release of the new album, which is called Torment, which it seems like more aggressive and more technical, which has been attributed to your bassist, Jeff Huell, and your drummer, Marco Piccirillo. What made their ideas for this album so appealing to you?
Well, Jeff just wrote some great songs. He wrote the entire album, all the music, and kind of mapped out all the drum parts, and Marco just, like, added his own flair to it. I mean, guy's amazing, so it's just, I think that Jeff just has a real good idea of what death metal is, and he is very proficient in his instrument and instruments, because he played all the guitar on the album too. So it was just his vision of things is for this album was really intricate and totally interesting to me, and that fueled where I came from for sure.
Chris Barnes on the show with us tonight. The new 6 Feet Under album, Torment, is out now. Here's a tune from it. This is Sacrificial Kill on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Chris Barnes from 6 Feet Under is our guest on the show tonight, talking about the new album from 6 Feet Under. It's called Torment, and it's out now. And you go way back with Jack Owen, back to the beginning of Cannibal Corpse. What's different now when you were together with Jack?
Wow, a lot. I mean, a lot of time's passed, for sure. I mean, you know, for both of us, we've had a good run on our own and working with other people. But I think, you know, as far as I'm looking forward to all those things that I enjoyed, you know, working with Jack from years ago. Again, I mean, his songwriting, his stage presence. I love goofing around with him on stage, and he's just a real good dude. So I don't think anything's changed personally. We were always good friends. I mean, even when things were kind of weird in the band for myself, Jack was the only person I'd ever had an issue with, and I don't think he had one with me, so it was kind of cool that we finally were able to do this and get back, you know, to work together.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Going to take a quick break. Still to come this hour, Jamie Jossa will be with us for Jossa's Weekly Pick from the Pit. We'll get to music from Pantera and more with Chris Barnes from 6 Feet Under. Full Metal Jackie, 6 Feet Under vocalist Chris Barnes is our guest on the show tonight. Again, talking about the new album, Torment. And Chris, between studio albums, EPs, and live albums, 6 Feet Under has released almost 20 albums. What's most fulfilling about the whole process of recording?
Oh, wow. It's all an adventure. Everything's got its own little nuances and fun to it. I love writing a new album. From my side of things, it's just pulling something out of nowhere and making all the puzzle pieces fit with the lyrics and the music and the rhythm. And, you know, a studio is kind of like the next step for that for me, is to try to make sure that initial work is represented well. So it's a little more stressful than the writing side of things. But it's always an adventure. I've always loved the recording process. I mean, even when I was younger, before I was like in a band professional, I wanted to learn how to, you know, be an engineer and work in the studio and stuff. So,
Chris Barnes with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. The latest 6 Feet Under album is called Torment, and it's out now. Coming up, going to be hearing from Jamie Jossa for Jossa's Weekly Pick from the Pit. We've got new music from Demon Hunter, more with Chris. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Chris Barnes from 6 Feet Under is with us tonight. And Chris, there's sort of this like disconnect between the aggression of the music you make and the relaxed aspect of your personality. How do those differences? All right, that could explain it.
Cannabis has been my best friend for my entire life, pretty much. So everything I create and do is with the use of medicinal and spiritual use of cannabis. So I tend to keep a pretty even nature, unless someone pokes the bear, you know. Someone stirs up the snake a little bit, I'm all right, you know. But I've been known to have some, you know, pretty nasty bite. But I try to keep it pretty cool.
So, I mean, between the two different aspects, how do those differences enhance each other?
Well, it's you know, something that I've always been interested in without knowing what it really was, and that's like duality and the idea of human nature, the idea of existence, what we seem to, what we like to call reality, and the idea of good and evil, dark and light, positive and negative. So those things have always interested me, and I guess I've learned that that's just a part of myself as well, because we're all a part of light and darkness, and to me, that's all a singularity. So that's how what my six logo is. It shows kind of the yin and yang idea of positive and negative, but my idea is that it's all one, and I've always thought that, and that's how I represented it in that six logo. So, you know, I've always kind of been interested in that, and I don't think there can be one without the other, but, you know, it's just all in one to me. So I've just accepted that and tried to understand it more.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Chris Barnes from 6 Feet Under is with us. Quick break coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also going to be checking out new music from While She Sleeps. And more with Chris. It's Full Metal Jackie. Chris Barnes from 6 Feet Under is with us tonight, talking about the new album from 6 Feet Under, which is called Torment, and it's out now. Let's talk about your lyrics. Lyrics are stories. How is the way you approach the vocal delivery of any given song similar to an actor? Like a theatrical technique.
Well, I guess in that way, it would be like an actor, famous actor you love or something, that you really like a role that he played. But that actor isn't going to go into his next movie with that same technique or same feeling towards the role he's approaching. So for me, representing the music with lyrics and a vocal tone and a vocal structure comes from the work itself that's presented to me to accommodate. And I don't look at it from a perspective from before, because everything's different than it was before, every piece of it. So I look at every song as though it's just the first song I've ever written. You know, and accommodate it like I always have, is listen to the music. And the storyline is kind of a weird thing, because I might have an idea or something, but I don't have a preconceived notion of storyline. I don't outline things. It's kind of all written and comes together in a very odd way that I've never been able to understand on that level. I just kind of work that way. I just let the music speak to me on all levels. And, I understand when people say, he doesn't sound like he did on this album or that song. And it's like, well, yeah, that's how it's always been. On every album, I've had a different vocal sound, and that's purposeful. And, I wouldn't want it any other way. I don't like to blanket a specific sound over everything. To me, it sounds stupid. It sounds like, you know, you have no imagination and you have no understanding of what music is, and, you know, basically just a robot, you know, just kind of going through the motions. And that's never been what I do. I've always kind of wanted to reach out and find more out about music and myself through what I do, what I explore through this strange form of art.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with our guest, Chris Barnes. Full Metal Jackie with Chris Barnes of 6 Feet Under. Pick up the new album, Torment. And Chris, what could you tell us about what we're looking at in terms of any kind of tour plans?
Well, our guys are working on it now. It's going to be interesting. We're going to do a U.S. tour here in the late spring, early summer, and probably break it up into two legs. We're going to do West Coast first, and then Midwest and East Coast probably towards the fall. So, and we've got some European tour dates at the end of the year. But we're looking forward to it. Some South American stuff too. But it should be cool. The new lineup on stage with big new set list with old and new songs and Cannibal Corpse songs and all that. It's going to be fun.
Hey, looking forward to it. And Chris, thank you so much for taking the time.
No problem. Thanks for having me again. Good talking.